Well, based on the sound check we just did, and based on the individual people who are here with us today, I think you'll really enjoy what you are about to hear. Richard Withers, you know him from Snap and Bug, is going to be playing Irish flute, whistles, accordion, and vocals. Vince Burns has also been here at SLB before. It's on fiddle and bouzouki today. Michael Hurley, fiddle and tenor banjo. And they have a gig coming up in a week at the Pittsburgh Irish Fest. We'll talk about that. They also have some other activities going on. But let's take a listen. The name that the trio uses is Balia Fit, which means Pitt Town, a historic name for Pittsburgh among 19th century Irish immigrants. Here is Balia Fit. They're a great start. Balia Fit, twin fiddles, and the Irish whistle. Their Irish flute being played. Richard, can you tell me a bit about what you just played and a bit about how you guys have gotten together and what the story is for what you're doing?
Sure. Yeah, we just played three jigs by a flute that were written by a flute player, Vincent Broderick, who earlier in the 20th century, who was a great flute player and has a lot of wonderful tunes. The three of us have been playing together in different groups and different combinations for a long time. They've all played with a group I'm associated with from a long time, Hooli. I think as far as us playing together as a group, kind of owe it to our friend Bruce Molyneux, who he and I and a bunch of us have done the Irish Festival for years and years, and he passed the torch to me and said, "Here, you take over." So the three of us did that for the past couple of years, and so that's how we got started.
I remember Hooli. I haven't thought about that group in a long time. Let's meet the other members of the group. Michael, I'll let you say hello. And I'm curious. Now, Michael is a very unique fiddle. I put a video up on our Facebook page at SLB Radio. You might be able to see it. But there's almost a curly maple. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
As soon as I mentioned it, I was told there was a story about this fiddle. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's actually a recent purchase, a very old violin, probably made in the 1890s to 1910 or something like that. I actually saw it advertised on Facebook Marketplace from somebody for very little money.
Wow.
But I saw this beautiful kind of marquetry on the outside of it, this rope binding that they have, and figured it would be, at the very least, a pretty instrument to hang on the wall, if nothing else. But I went and purchased from the lady, and she told me a bit of a story about it, which I'll get to. But I took it to a violin shop, and we were able to kind of tighten up the strings and find out that it was a very nice-sounding instrument. Ends up the woman that I bought it from had owned a restaurant in New Wilmington for about 15 years. When they first opened the restaurant, it was an old historic restaurant in the area. And somebody came by and said, "You should have this violin. It belonged to a local fiddler that played in the area for a long time." And they hung it on the wall for, I think, 15 years before I got it. It was owned by a fiddler named Shorty Sewell, who was from kind of Greenville, New Wilmington, Westminster College kind of area. And he played from the 50s all the way up into the 90s. And I actually did a little research and saw all these newspaper articles from him playing Grange Halls and different kind of community centers for square dances and round dances I saw, and polka dances and things like that. So been quite a bit of history on this violin, I guess. And it's actually one of the things that's very desirable about violins sometimes is ones that are old, but also ones that have been played a long time.
What a find. You just don't expect to find something.
No, I don't. It actually wasn't in terrible shape, but still I had to take it to Wexford Violins. Shout out to Wexford Violins. They're a wonderful violin shop. And he did a number of repairs to it to get it ready to play.
Yeah, we don't often think about, well, if you're a musician, you do, but they're, you know, incredibly talented people that know how to restore instruments or
absolutely
repair them. It sounds beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, his violin is every bit as nice. Vince Burns is here. Tell me, well, I can't see it very well, but it looks like you've got back.
It's much newer. Yeah. I just got it on eBay. I took a chance on it, and it has suited me well. But maybe someday this will hang on, you know, the restaurant wall, and somebody will say, "Vince Burns played that at the
time." There you go. Yeah. Age it for 15 years,
that's
and then
right
somebody from the future right will come and yeah get it. You too, the parts you were playing in that first number seemed, they were so tightly matched, actually, with at the same time with the Irish flute. They were very matched, almost like each was a lead. Is that the way it's structured? I don't know much about how these tunes were written or arranged.
No, there's sort of a bass tune that you should stay true to. And then beyond that, people can add little flourishes or little embellishments. We hear a lot, people say, "You guys play note for note together." But from my perspective, we play completely differently and we're doing different things. But for some reason, the collective sound, you know, all three of us, it sounds like it's interesting that you can do these extra things to add to it, but still the basic essence remains true to the tune. So
I have to listen really hard, I think.
Yeah, I think you've got the framing for it, and then you're able to color outside the lines a little
exactly
bit,
right,
yeah, as each
the
of you
put it
choose. This group is known as Balia, fit. They're going to be at the Pittsburgh Irish Festival Saturday, September 12th at 7 o'clock. I want to be sure we get all of the music in. They have planned for you. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Richard has brought out a long-necked banjo to play. Four strings, I believe.
It's five strings, actually. This is just a company, a song I'm going to do.
I'm missing. I missed the other string. I didn't count.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's way down here. I want to thank Elizabeth Myers, too, for our name, and Seamus Carmichael, who helped with it. It's hard to come up with a name for a group that hasn't been taken. And actually, last year we played at the Irish Festival. Let's call ourselves something. So we were calling ourselves A Pint of Plain, which I thought was a great name. It's
nice and unique.
Yeah, it's a quote from, you know, from the novelist Flann O'Brien. But there's already a group called A Pint of Plain. So Elizabeth mentioned the name, and I thought, well, that's a good one because it has a Pittsburgh connection there as well as Irish.
Absolutely. Bailey Upfit, B-A-I-L-E-P-H-I-T-T. It's fun to say, Bailey Upfit. What tune are you about to do?
This one is one that's got feet in both sides of the Atlantic and actually has a Pennsylvania connection. The Samuel Byard had collected this one as well. It's called A Due to Bond County, and it's a song about a fellow who apparently was done wrong by his friends. It's not real clear what happened, but as you can see from the song, he made the best of it. It's a great separation, likewise vexation. It actually doesn't stop at that point. That was my addition to it. It's a great separation, likewise vexation. I'm sorry. It's a great separation, my friends, they have caused me, for bearing with spite that my favor was won. It's a great separation, likewise a vexation, they shall be sorry for what they have done. Eat, drink, and be jolly, and care not for folly, drown away sorrow in a bottle of wine. Pass it to the boys in full-flowing bumpers and play on the fiddle to pass away time. And due to Bond County, I'm bound for to leave you and seek my heart's fortune in some foreign land, where bottles and glasses is my greatest comfort, and when we do meet, we will join heart and hand. Eat, drink, and be jolly, and care not for folly. Drown away sorrow in a bottle of wine. Pass it to the boys in full-flowing bumpers, and play on the fiddle to pass away time. Farewell to my friends and my good old neighbors. Likewise to the girl I'll never see more. The world, it is wide, I'll spend it in pleasure. I don't care for no one that don't care for me. Eat, drink, and be jolly, and care not for folly. Drown away sorrow in a bottle of wine. Pass it to the boys in full-flowing bumpers, and play on the fiddle to pass away time. My fortune is small, and freely I'll own it. What little I have, it is all of my own. I might have lived longer to enjoy it with pleasure if my poor friends had left me alone. Eat, drink, and be jolly, and care not for folly. Drown away sorrow in a bottle of wine. Pass it to the boys in full-flowing bumpers, and play on the fiddle to pass away time. Eat, drink, and be jolly, and care not for folly. Drown away sorrow in a bottle of wine. Pass it to the boys in full-flowing bumpers, and play on the fiddle to pass away time.
There you've got Bailey Upfit. I was annotating the photo that I put up of them so you can get a quick little listen of them if you head to our Facebook page and the vocal there from Richard Withers. Tell me about that banjo. Is that an older instrument?
No, it's got it over at Acoustic Musics. Thanks to them for lots of great instruments I got. It's actually a fairly inexpensive long neck banjo. Gold Tone makes very affordable but very good banjos. So for my purposes for singing, I got a long neck banjo.
Yeah, it sounded great. In addition to the gig at the Irish Fest, September 12th at 7, there's a Cayley afterwards, and you'll be playing a bit as part of that?
Yeah, we'll be playing with the, I think, Jen Rumble, who's the dance caller, will be leading the Cayleys, and she's terrific at getting people who, you know, might not be familiar with the dancing and getting them up and having fun. So if you come to hear us, stick around and do some dancing.
Yeah, she tends to do some really good beginner-friendly dances and is really good at getting people who've never done it up and moving around. So
and she's very patient with the band.
It's got to be. I think the band has the of the beginning dancers and the caller and the band. I think the band probably has the toughest job if you're playing a dance because you've got to just keep that rhythm up for a long time, right? Yeah.
That's the part we really like.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun, but it's got to be exhausting.
Well, I've tried to do some of the dancing, and I think the dancers have the hardest job, actually.
That's
why I stay safely back up on the stage. Right.
Yes, I am known for keeping myself off the dance floor. It's a safety provision. What would you like to do next?
Thank you, Rob.
Oh, well, I'll play a couple of jigs. Just want to mention real quick, there's a festival in Ireland. I don't think I can go this year, but it's the week of October 27th, and it's in Glynn, West Limerick. It's a very small festival, but it's in memory of my mentor Brendan Mulvihill, who died sadly a couple years ago, and also his father Martin Mulvihill. So I thought I would play the first tune I ever learned from Brendan, which is, he called it Charlie Mulvihill's. Charlie was a great accordion player, but not related to the Mulvihills from Glynn. And then the second one will be Brendan's composition, which he called the Silken Wallet.
That was Vince Burns, and here he is. Thank you. That was Vince Burns on fiddle, and coincidentally, a question for either fiddler coming in just a moment ago from Highland Park. And the question is, what is the daily maintenance in addition to playing the fiddle? Are there things you need to do on a daily or regular basis to keep fiddle in tip-top condition?
They get up at 5:30.
Run at least 5 miles.
Yeah.
The main thing is when you're not playing it, leave it in the case so you don't step on it or sit on it, because I've heard of many disasters happening that way. But
laying on the table or something.
But I guess for fiddle playing.
Changing the, you got to rehair the bow
right,
about every 4 to 6 months, depending on how often you play, year.
Cannot doing that actually, I could see how it might hurt the strings. Can it hurt the fiddle?
It won't hurt it. It just starts to lose its ability to really hold rosin and grip, and it starts to get really kind of when you're trying to rub it over it, and so you have to put new hair on it every night.
I think humidity is the biggest danger, because if it's very, if you've got the forced air heat in the winter and it's very, you know, it's so humid in the summer and then suddenly it gets very dry, so I would look into some sort of humidification just to, you know.
So you might keep it in the case with some desiccant or, well, no, that would make it overly dry.
There's something called a dampit, which is just, there's other products too, but a dampit is just something that you moisten and you slide inside the F-hole and you let it sort of evaporate, and it sort of keeps it from drying out in the winter. Yeah. So
they can get cracks if they've been too dry. And actually this old instrument, you can see there's a number of repaired cracks on it from years in the past.
From
probably, I don't know, if sitting on the restaurant wall too long maybe.
From Shorty's. Was it Shorty?
Shorty Seawell. Yeah, sometime in his, or possibly even before him, because I think it lived a few lives probably before he even got it. But it sat around for a while and got a crack.
1910. That's incredible. Balia Fett. It's the oldest sentient being in the room right now, to my knowledge,
right.
Would be
the
Shorty's fiddle. Balia Fett is the group. The name means pit town and was used among 19th century Irish immigrants. It's a pleasure to have them here today. If you go to Balia Fett, balephitt.snapbinbug.com, you can learn more about their music. And I'll bet there's a link from snapandbug.com, too, if you aren't in a position to write down the spelling of Bela.
Yes, thanks to Mark Tamsula for.
Yes, it's a great name. Mark Tamsula is a good name, too, but Bela Fett is a great name. What are you guys going to do next?
We're going to do another set of jigs, and I'll play it. Mm-hmm. You probably asked me about my flute.
No, let's talk about that.
This was it's probably same age as the fiddle there, maybe a little older, but this was a gift actually from a wonderful old flute player, passed away a number of years ago, Mike Gallagher.
Yeah.
And first time he heard me play, he said, I'll give you my flute. And so he and I got to be great friends, and he was just a real mentor in many ways. And he was an old flute that he apparently said he got it from somebody named James Kelly, and he carried it in his pocket to when he came over from Ireland here in the 50s, and then he carried it with him wherever he went. He worked for I forget the industry he was in, but wherever he went, he would carry this flute. So anyway, it means a lot to me. So we'll move ahead with the first one is a tune that's called Will You Come Home With Me, and then The Geese in the Bog. Thank you.
beautifully, Don Richard Withers, on flute. And, you know, after you said Mike Gallagher, I was thinking a bit, and it hasn't been that long since he passed away.
You may be thinking of the singer.
I was going to say, which Mike Gallagher? We should clarify.
Well, they were both wonderful people, and we miss them both terribly. But Mike Gallagher, the singer, passed away more recently.
Okay, and he did play flute also.
No, he sang, wrote wonderful songs, played guitar, and I got to play with him some.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, he didn't play flute.
But who's the Mike Gallagher that gave you the flute?
Mike Gallagher was an older fellow who was a flute player from County Sligo originally, who lived over in Oakland. And he was a great friend of a lot of musicians when we were getting started here in Pittsburgh. I think he passed away in the 80s, or there in the 90s.
Knowing that instrument's got a heritage not unlike Michael's fiddle that goes back quite a ways. I want to be sure I'm keeping count here. Do you have one more selection?
We only have time for one.
Okay.
Oh, there's time for two, one or two more. It's it's up to you. I want to be sure.
All the way over here.
Would you like to do two?
We'll do this one and then
we'll finish up with the reels.
More traditional banjo, well, bluegrassy kind of banjo has just come up.
This is a tenor banjo. So this one only does have four strings, and the neck's a little bit shorter than the one that Richard plays. This one's the one that's actually pretty popular in Irish music for playing the instrumental music. It's actually the same tuning as a violin, but one octave below, and with a pick, obviously.
That's been picked up by Michael. And what are you going to play?
I'm going to play a tune that's by James Egan. That's called the Morning Thrush. It's a reel.
Nicely done there. You've got Michael Hurley with that particular tune. And I want to, again, emphasize Baile Phit, the name of the group, Baile Phit. And you can hear them at the Pittsburgh Irish Festival a week from today, September 12th, 2026, 7 o'clock at the Cary Blast Furnaces. That's the venue. They'll play the Cayley thereafter. And you can keep in touch and learn more about where they will be at snappandbug.com or baliafit.snappandbug.com. Anything else you'd like to mention about the group or about what you all are up to?
Well, I'd just say we're part of a bigger community of Irish musicians that we all play together in different places. There's a couple of places, The Pitch over in Butler Street, and Jagoff's is another place that we've played. The three of us have played at the Allegheny City Brewery, but there are sessions at the other places. And they're wonderful musicians in Pittsburgh. We're really privileged to have great friends to play with. And
The Harp Tuesday nights.
Yeah, and Tuesday at the Harp, Vince and I and our friends Bruce Molyneux and Mike Burns are there every Tuesday night. And Jen Rumble and Jim Gay and Greg are the callers there. And it's a great place to come down on and learn the dancing as well as to hear us play a few tunes.
So you're never too far from live music of this type in the area. What do you want to close up with?
We'll play a set of reels, the Limerick Glasses, the Jenny's Wedding, and the last one, the Hunter's House, is actually has a Pennsylvania connection. A fellow, Ed Reavy, who spent most of his life in Philadelphia, wrote wonderful tunes and that are very well known in the Irish tradition. So.
Thank you to our musicians today, Michael Hurley, Vince Burns, and Richard Withers. Thank you for being with us today. Belia Fit is how you can find them.